The election of Donald Trump to the most powerful position in the world has caused many people in many walks of life to question their assumptions and their actions, be they politicians, diplomats, business people, journalists. Add to that list now playwrights, or at least one of the more famous. Robert Schenken is a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright and screenwriter whose new play, entitled Building the Wall, is due to open in theatres around the United States next month.
I wrote this in November, a week before the presidential election here in the United States. And I wrote it in what I charitably describe as a fit of white-hot rage.
Was the white-hot rage good, creatively?
I was, actually. The creation of this particular play is a bit unusual compared to my previous work. The Kentucky Cycle, a play that perhaps I'm best known for, took 3.5, 4 years to write. I wrote Building the Wall in a week.
It's clearly unusual, then, for you to have this volcanic spurt, as it were, of creativity. Is there a side of you that actually quite enjoyed this sense of unleashing yourself across the page?
You know, what you do as an artist with your response to the current political crisis, the expression of it in this way is very satisfying, at least in its initial output. Of course, everything hinges on what happens next. And what has been so tremendously heartening and exciting about what happens next is how quickly this has been embraced and is beginning to be produced. I have truly never experienced anything like this. So I wrote this play in late November. We now have 5 professional productions scheduled in the United States, another 40-plus theaters looking at it. It's been licensed in Canada. There is interest internationally. What has happened here, and what I keep saying, is that it is no longer a business-as-usual world. Trump has thrown the rule book out the window. And artists, theater artists, performing artists, we cannot respond in our usual, normal fashion. You cannot respond to a crisis today with a theatrical event 18 months from now. It will no longer have any significance.
And yet, people will ask, it's a conversation you're having with whom? You're having it with like-minded people. The people who are going to go to the theater to see this play are unlikely to be people who voted for Donald Trump.
It's a very real challenge, and it is one that we are trying to meet. The way in which this is unfolding is, as opposed to what that sort of top-down production style that we had normally operated under in the United States, we are exploring multiple venues simultaneously, regardless of the size or shape.
Have you, do you think, reached your judgment on Donald Trump then? I mean, are you jumping to conclusions a bit too quickly?
Absolutely not. If you look at his executive actions in these weeks, you look at the appointments he's made to these cabinet positions, the notion that Donald Trump is a man of the people and is going to drain the Washington swamp is, of course, a complete and utter fabrication. No, Donald Trump is not unusual or extraordinary. This is the playbook of authoritarianism. The rules are very well established. You create a constant state of crisis, which only a strong leader can solve. You encourage fear. You divide the populace. You scapegoat minorities with appeals to nationalism, racism, and isolation. You smear your opponents as unpatriotic. You tell the press to, I believe the expression was, just shut up and listen. The question, of course, is not so much what Donald Trump will do, but how we, the citizens, will respond.
Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Robert Schenken.